figure out how to make your kids be quiet. Yeah.
You gotta gabber?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. In the best way.
Sure.
Like, fantastic. But I'm on my own with her this week. And on the way home from her tennis practice the other night, I was like, look, I'm just going to like vibe out to the music on the way home. Like, my ears are bleeding. Like, I don't really want to talk. And she said, instead of vibing out to the music, I think it might be better for you if you turn off the music and just listen to me talk. And you don't have to respond to me, but I'm going to keep talking.
There you go. It might be better for
you. I was like, yeah. Dang it.
I'm glad she thinks that.
That's
about
pretty strong self-awareness there.
My son has decided he doesn't like any music I want to listen to.
Okay,
he wants to listen to Mika and Blippi sing Garbage Trucks over and over and over again.
That sounds
terrible. And I'm also not allowed to sing along.
Oh, so, like, you're not even allowed to join in the fun.
I'm his chauffeur while he sings screams in the back seat.
So he can sing, just not you.
He's allowed.
Love that for
you. He doesn't really even know the words. So,
right.
Yeah. All right, well, welcome back to the Beyond Sunday podcast. We're exploring how to take our faith beyond Sunday morning. This is Patrick Nazaroff with me, as always, Pastor Dave Bowser.
How are we doing, Patrick?
And Elise McCarter.
Still here, still pretty successful.
We mentioned it on last week, but none of us are the murderer.
None of us are the murderer.
No.
I was not even able to be there, so I definitely was not the murderer. I was...
Convenient.
Yeah.
How
what if you had been?
Convenient.
I did say, it's like, of course, this is going to be my luck. The time that I'm not there, I'm going to have... Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be the
you
murderer.
You could have been the murderer. Yeah. And I don't think, neither of us solved the murder.
No, we didn't even talk to the murderer.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I had no interaction with the murderer at all.
And I was
like, best case scenario, really.
I'm not talking to people that aren't on my sheet, because why would I do that?
Sure.
my sheet specifically said, shun that guy.
Right.
So not even like, don't accidentally. Like, it was like, do not talk to him.
Do
not, like,
yeah.
Right. Like, okay.
How are you supposed to solve it if you're like, the game is like, don't ask him any questions.
I think the game is just supposed, you could just go through the evidence and like look it all out.
Theoretically, you could look at the evidence and figure it out.
Yeah.
But also, the point is not to win.
But like, I was like, ugh, there's a lot of things to read.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. I don't
sure.
know.
Yeah. It's tough. It's hard to be a person. Though I think in real life, were you ever in a real life murder mystery situation, having zero contact with the killer whatsoever is your best
possible
scenario,
right? Yeah, I don't want contact with the killer.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't want to like get to the end and be like, oh, the person I really vibed with was the murderer this whole time.
Like, I don't want to be on the news being interviewed 60 minutes like,
I never
saw it coming. Such a kind-hearted boy.
You don't
like
that.
You know?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like,
and then more and more comes out, then you're like,
oh God.
I said something positive about them. Yikes.
Yeah, I'd be like, really bad.
Barely knew him.
Yeah. No
like,
idea.
You don't understand. They were so nice.
Yeah, all right. There you go. So, that was fun. I had a fun night. Well, you weren't there, so you don't know if it was fun.
Hopefully you had fun, too. Yeah. The rest of my family was in bed and sick, so I had some time to myself.
Got to watch your TV shows.
I did. It's true. So, I mean, it was a Saturday night, so I got to watch my TV shows until 9 o'clock when I went to bed. But other than that, it was,
rousing. Yes.
Yeah, wow. Hey. What a party guy.
Right.
Yeah. Church comes early on Sundays, folks. That's, that's the way it goes.
All right. Are you a DoorDasher?
Occasionally.
Haven't been for a couple years. COVID, we were big DoorDashers.
Yeah.
Sure.
We got a free year-long subscription for like Dash Plus or whatever that thing is.
Oh, nice. Yep.
And once that year-long subscription went away, we're like, this is clearly not worth it. So
we
got rid of that real
and
quick.
I consider Uber Eats.
Yeah, sure. All of the things.
Whatever. Yeah. They're all the same. They're all the same.
DoorDash is the proprietary eponym for all of them.
Yeah. I think you'll probably relate to this, Patrick, but I have a spouse that... really feel some resistance about the delivery fee of DoorDash.
Well,
sure. Yeah, it's a ridiculous
fee. Absolutely.
When I'm making an argument about why we should DoorDash something, it's really an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because like there's a fee that you pay to DoorDash.
Right.
There is an upcharge at the restaurant.
Yep.
And then a driver that you are supposed to tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every adult in my house could have two broken legs and be in traction, and I could be like, let's DoorDash something, and my spouse would still be like, no, I'm going to drive there and get it myself.
I'm with your spouse on this one. I get it. Yeah,
for sure. Well, if DoorDash is too expensive.
It is.
I've got an option for you.
Drive to the restaurant myself and pick it up.
It is partnered with Klarna, an AI-powered online payments company.
I've heard of Klarna.
To offer flexible payment options.
Oh, you can go in debt over your deliveries.
Yes. Love this.
You could pay off that Wendy's in installments.
This is insane, right?
Yeah, this is, yes. Okay. Yes, we can all agree this is not a good thing for the world.
So when
no.
you check out at DoorDash, you can choose Klarna as a payment option, and you can pay in four. So you can pay in sure. four easy installments, pay up front, or pay later, and oh. defer to payments I, to another
and
time.
And collect that interest starting immediately. That is such
advice.
A, yeah.
If you cannot afford to eat out, you cannot afford to eat the out food in.
That's a reasonable point.
I'm no Dave Ramsey.
I'm also going to go ahead and say, if you think you can afford it in a month, you cannot afford
you
it
cannot
now.
Afford it. Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
As Jay-Z said, if you cannot buy it twice, you cannot afford it.
Wait a second.
It's actually pretty sound financial advice. But
if you can't buy it twice,
you
can't
afford it. Then it's stretching okay. your budget too much.
Oh, okay. From Jay-Z, who knew?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is obviously a sign of like
the
coming
times?
Recession, oh. right? Or in times, right?
Yeah. You know?
The rapture.
I'm pretty sure this wasn't left behind. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess there's
take them.
I'll take like best case scenario here, right? Klarna does this for a bunch of different stuff, and some things which like would be reasonable to make four payments over a period of time. I still don't think Klarna is the way that you should go about doing that, because I'm sure there's some crazy interest fee or whatever,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But like when they put it on like, oh, you buy this new computer, a lot of people pay for that sort of thing
yeah.
in installments. And so it might just be that Klarna, like, this is their thing that they always do. But also, what the hell?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is nuts.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Please
you need to finance a $12 steak bowl from Chipotle.
Yeah. I mean, granted, with those upcharges, it's going to be like $20.
That's true.
This
and,
feels...
then, and then after you pay all your interest on it, it's going to yeah. be $45.
Yeah.
This is a great time to plug the pastor's discretionary fund, I think. If if you're stuck at home and struggling to eat and have food to eat, call us. Somebody will bring you some food.
Sure,
don't go
that's
into
fair.
Debt over Wendy's.
That's fair. Don't think that paying for this in a month is your best option. That's fair.
Yeah. Some users
responded. We can do that. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, call the pastor's discretionary fund to get you out of debt.
To get your DoorDash.
yeah.
David now delivering DoorDash.
Yeah, I'm going to call up Rick in the front office. Rick, I need a Filet-O-Fish.
It is Lent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll turn in my receipt.
Yep.
Somebody, you know, on Twitter/X or whatever you want to call it, has a picture of David Ramsey with
sure.
a caption, "What do you mean you have 11,000 in DoorDash debt?"
Yeah, he would not be impressed with this.
Yeah. I finally finished paying off my Starbucks drink from last year, so this is perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Here, quick poll. What is the most ridiculous thing you've ever DoorDashed?
I don't do it often.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just, you know.
It has always just been food.
I don't do it often either.
I think one time we did DoorDash ourselves, like, dessert, because it was, like,
yeah,
middle of pandemic. It had been a week. We're like, we're getting this brownie
I think,
or whatever.
Yeah, one time Kat was, like, for whatever reason, saying, like, I really want Panda Express. I'm like, we're not doing that for Panda Express. Okay.
And then you did that for Panda
Express.
No,
there's a minimum level of food that is acceptable.
Yeah.
And fast food is not one of them. Like, anything that I could have to drive through that I don't even have to get out of the car to go get.
Right.
No.
It is hard to justify, but.
It's not even going to be faster waiting for them to deliver it here.
It was easier to justify it during COVID.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've DoorDashed a single Frappuccino before.
Okay.
Just one time.
Did the delivery fee cost more than the Frappuccino itself?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, it did. It was like $17 for my Frappuccino.
You could have financed that sucker. You could have.
I could have four payments.
Yep.
Then it would have been one Frappuccino four times.
That's right.
What happens if you default?
Oh, what does happen?
They repo via colonoscopy. That's another comment here on.
Repo
via colonoscopy.
Yes.
Yikes.
We're getting that
getting
Chipotle
it back.
One way or the other.
It's a pound of flesh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. This is crazy town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
Use reputable financing options when necessary. Or pay cash.
That's what Dave Ramsey would say.
Cash
in an envelope.
I mean, that's getting weird, but
yeah.
Know.
That's his thing, though, isn't it?
You can also,
system?
I mean, it is, but, you know, there. I use cash generically to say pay with what you actually have, as opposed to here's the physical bill, but, like, pay with what you actually have.
Yeah.
I count that as cash, because if you can pay with what you actually have and get some sweet miles out of it, you know, why not?
That's
you
a great idea, yeah.
All right, well, speaking of paying for things that you don't actually need, Let's go to our main topic.
I did not catch that transition, though, and then I caught up. All right, I'm with you now.
Fabulous.
Yeah. All right, our news. You may have seen this on several different news cycles or on your social media.
I've seen it in many places.
Baptist News Global.
Wow. Not one of our regular sources.
Our friends.
We have used it before. They're honestly good.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you this right now.
They're not one of our regular sources, but they are. Yeah,
they don't be turned off by the name. And they get it.
Not that Baptist.
The other Baptist.
Yes, not Southern Baptist.
Yeah,
they are Baptist, but not Southern Baptist.
Yes, there are other Baptists.
Yeah,
they're Anabaptists.
That is one of, but Anabaptists are not actually Baptists by modern Baptist standards. Yeah,
is that a
woman?
But
that does have Baptist in it.
I don't know any other Baptists really besides Southern Baptists.
Anna Baptist of Green Gables.
That's
not
a
woman.
Anna Space Baptist
of Green Gables.
Baptist is her last name. All right, Trump's faith advisor selling 7 Easter blessings for $1,000.
Okay,
is she using Klarna?
Yeah, can I pay this off in installments? Do I got to pay up front for this? Okay.
Pay it off by Pentecost.
All right, so do you know who Trump's faith advisor is?
I forget her name, but she's a lady pastor from, and I use that term intentionally, not in the derogatory way that it's sometimes used, but because I think she should be spoken of derogatorily.
Yeah. I still think pastor should be in quotes, but not because she's a lady.
Right, exactly, yeah. But she's somewhere in Florida, like Orlando or something like that.
Sounds about right.
Yes. She's a pastor at a church in Florida. I forget her name.
Paula White.
There it is.
Paula.
I should have guessed.
It's Paula White. She.
Any relation to Vanna?
I don't believe so.
Or Paula Deen.
Right.
I don't think you did relation
to my
first name.
Any research?
Let me Google. Is Paula White related to Vanna White? No. Okay.
You didn't Google that.
They're twins. Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Paula White.
Secret identity.
Televangelist, social media pastor, kind of a thing, has been married to several other televangelists and social media pastors, has been divorced from several of them.
Currently married to the guitarist from Journey?
Keyboardist
from Journey.
Journey.
That's it.
Yeah, but she kept her previous pastor husband's last name.
Because, you know.
That's her stage name.
You got a name.
Stage name. So. Oh, boy.
Okay, well, she has
maybe
a special
I should get a stage name. What would be a good stage name for me? Think about that. We'll come back to you. It's email your thoughts, beyondsundaypodcast@gmail.com.
All right. So she is offered during Passover now, which we're coming up on.
We are coming up on Passover. It's true.
7 supernatural blessings.
What?
For $1,000 or more.
Not each?
You could pay more.
Oh, I could.
$1,000 is the floor.
That's the minimum. Not to be confused with the 7 deadly sins.
No, these are 7 blessings. Supernatural blessings.
Totally different from what the Catholic Church got into in the...
Well, the Catholic Church wasn't selling blessings. They were selling get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Well, jail.
Purgatory.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
But, and not just for you, but for your loved ones.
Yeah.
What's that?
And not just for you, but for your loved ones.
You could do it for you. It was up to you.
Yeah. No, I said not just for
you. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Should we bring back indulgences?
Maybe.
Should we?
Maybe we just did.
I think it's here.
Yeah, Catholic Church is like, get in line.
Right. Okay,
guys. We did it.
Right. Yeah. I would like to be cited in these sources.
John Tetzel's really upset about this.
And she is the leader of the White House Faith Office.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Mm,
okay.
That is spiritual advisor.
Yeah, so spiritual advisor to President Trump.
Isn't that what you call like your palm reader, your spiritual advisor?
I mean,
that's like a thing for people, right? As they go to the
their
the crystal
reader.
Ball people.
Yeah.
What's the name?
That's probably
fortune teller.
That's probably a thing. But I think
psychic.
Best case scenario, right? What little generosity I'm willing to extend towards the Trump administration, I would say faith advisor or spiritual advisor would be the generic term when you're not supposed to have a pastor or a Christian leader in a separation of church and state situation.
Yeah, I believe most of the presidents, at least modern presidents, have had a spiritual advisor,
right.
You know, to either to be a somewhat of a counselor to talk through, kind of, you know, most of the presidents have at least professed Christian faith.
Yep.
Some have gone to church.
Some have.
Some have not.
That's right.
At least not regularly. But whatever. She's in the White House.
Yeah.
She's doing things.
She has an office.
She has an office.
Yeah.
There's pictures of her praying with 17 other evangelical pastors over Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what those evangelical pastors make of her, because like she's like one of them politically, but they are also anti-female pastor.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting question. I don't know.
What trumps out at the end? Their political allegiance or their theological?
Yeah.
I have a guess. But all right. So she bases her promise of 7 blessings for the gift of $1,000 on Exodus 23.
Are we going to read Exodus 23?
I'll read part of it here.
Excellent.
It unironically begins, Exodus 23 begins with, "You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with the wicked to act in a malicious wicked. You shall not follow majority in wrongdoing when you bear witness in a lawsuit. And you shall not side with the majority as to pervert justice."
Oh, whoopsie doozles.
So that's the start of it. Yeah. But she's citing this as the reason for her blessing that you can pay for?
Well, not this verse.
Oh, okay.
This is just how
this part of it. How it starts.
Yeah. Also in Exodus 23,
got it.
"You shall not oppress a resident alien. You shall know the heart of an alien, for you aliens in the land of Egypt." So, you know, there's a lot going on in Exodus 23, is all we're saying. Yeah.
It's a good chapter. Yeah. Okay, you should check it out. What is she pulling from Exodus 23?
All right, so she is taking God's promise to the children of Israel and applies it to today for $1,000. You got
to
buy
it. For $1,000, sure. She'll apply it to today.
I mean, they had to be in slavery for generations, so $1,000.
This is what she steal. This is what she's like. As we read Exodus 23, "When you honor God during this Passover," she claims God.
They're not Jewish, right?
They're.
Right, yeah. Do we celebrate Passover explicitly? No, I don't think so.
We recognize Easter. Mm-hmm. Which is held in conjunction typically with the Passover celebration, because Jesus and his disciples were celebrating Passover.
Right.
Correct.
But as the Christian church, we do not celebrate Passover because Jesus, in one way of thinking of it, is the new Passover, right?
Right.
We don't need Passover anymore because Jesus is the new lamb
right.
that has been sacrificed.
And because we're not Jewish.
Right.
And that feels a little bit like appropriation, doesn't it? If we were like,
yeah, especially
we're
if we're selling it for $1,000.
Yes. One holiday of yours. Yeah.
I mean, we have done a Seder here before.
We have.
Like our modified Seder. You know,
yes. Yeah. We haven't done it in a number of years. It was pre-COVID that we did that. But yeah.
Yeah, I've done it. I've eaten it.
Yeah.
It's not that great.
There are.
As a meal, I'm just saying it's not that great of a meal.
Right, fair. Like, yeah. There are really meaningful practices around the Passover that I think Christians can learn from and embrace. This is not what she's going for.
No.
Whatever. I think Passover and the Exodus story are
really powerful.
Yeah, that is the defining moment for Israel. That's the story. And I think it's really great stuff. This is not it.
Yep.
All right, let's read Exodus 23. This is her. "When you honor God during this Passover, God will assign an angel to you."
I'm sorry, what?
Yep, you heard him. Keep going.
Do we get to pick?
Nope.
Is there a catalog?
No.
"That be an enemy to your enemies."
God will be an enemy to your enemies. Okay.
"Give you prosperity." "Take sickness away from you." "Give you a long life." "Bring increase and inheritance." "Give you especially your blessing." Those are your 7 supernatural blessings.
Increase and inheritance. So not the long life is not extending to your parents.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe if they gave $1,000 to you. Yeah.
Right.
Then
how does that work?
Maybe you've got a distant aunt or uncle or something, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So
these are all blessings that are given to the people of the children of Israel as they're being led out of slavery into freedom. Right? I mean, that's the part of the story that we're at.
Yes. And God is going to do these things for Israel.
Yeah.
Probably not as she's describing them.
Right.
Yes.
But these are kind of this is her interpretation of what God is promising to do for the people of Israel. And she's now saying, oh, you can just pay $1,000 and God's going to do this thing for you. That's what this Christian pastor is saying.
God can be bought relatively cheap.
Yeah, right?
For $1,000, too.
Is he partnering with Corner?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. 4 easy installments.
Can I DoorDash God over here? An angel?
I don't even have to get off my couch.
Amazing.
Somebody just brings me an angel. Yeah, it's even better. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think off the bat, right? I mean, the indulgence thing should be screaming pretty loud for us. Like, this idea that we can buy blessings from God is just anathema to modern Christian, even to the Catholic practice at this point, right? Like even modern Catholics,
this is
would
like,
not say.
Yeah. Even Tetzel is like, "Whoa, that's a bit too far."
I don't know about Tetzel, but modern Catholics.
Tetzel was the
the
Catholic guy in Germany.
He was the indulgent salesman
that Luther was against. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go, our podcast listeners are all up on our Reformation lingo. They all got it. At any rate, so that level should be appalling to us, right? That we're like, oh, we can sell God's blessings. Like, that should be something that as people who profess faith in Christian or in Jesus Christ, in God, we should be like, that's just not Christian. Like, yeah, it's right. not something that is in line with our understanding of who God is and how God is at work in the world. No matter how much you dress it up in the language of Passover or Exodus or whatever, it is just not Christian, nor is it Jewish, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Or at least it should be. It should be not Christian. Oh, okay. Like, at least
sorry, Christian, the phrasing was confusing.
At least Christians should be saying these
Christians should be
there
saying
are,
these things.
And we'll maybe get to this. Subsets of Christianity
sure.
that are like,
do it.
Wish I would have thought of that first.
Yeah.
We'll get there. But the other piece that's like, the reason that this caught my attention, right, is that this is at its heart my greatest concern about anybody who says, oh, we need more religious leadership from government. Right, mm-hmm. is because now we have a faith leader who professes Christianity, who is very much not in line with my understanding of Christianity,
and has an ear to the president.
Yeah. Right, and so now we have potentially a government being run by someone who has this voice speaking in their ear. You know, all of this, and I would rather have no voice speaking in there at all than mm-hmm. to have this voice claiming to be Christian and leading a quote unquote Christian nation. In this vein of what Christianity looks like, right? It's the 100%. Same reason that I don't want a chaplain who's professing, you know, prosperity gospel to be in my kid's elementary school, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want that to be the care sure. that I get, right? Anyway. We should be concerned about this sort of thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
100%. Like, this is objectively wrong.
Right.
Like, on, and
I mean,
and,
it's funny from an outset, but then it's like...
And it's also... predatory. I mean, that's that she is not preaching this $1,000 blessing to the high and mighty, the rich, powerful. This is to people who are down on their luck,
sure,
who are desperate.
Yep.
And even her examples given are going to be people who are like that.
Yes.
Like, so she gives an example, a testimony from one of her followers named Alfred.
Love this.
Who I doubt is a real person, but
sure.
you know. I sowed a seed.
He was butler for Batman, so there's that.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, that Alfred?
Yeah, probably. I mean, Batman's out of luck, so he's down.
He's
on
moved
his,
on.
Alfred's down in his luck now.
Yeah. I sowed a seed as a result of the teaching of giving during the Passover season. As a result, my unemployment benefits were restored and increased this past week. My family and I are being provided for, and spiritual blessings are evident. I believe the seven blessings are being manifested in me and believe full restoration will take place in my life, career, child, and service to the Lord. So this is a person who is on, who has no unemployment benefits coming in.
Yep. Sends $1,000.
Sending $1,000 to Paula White. Yeah.
No.
And the evidence of blessing is the government restored my
right
my unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
Right.
That could be stripped away tomorrow.
Yeah. That Doge might have already cleaned out. We
right.
don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was that written? By Alfred?
I guess last Passover. I'm sure he didn't get on. I mean, maybe he got in there quick.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's the other piece of that, right? God absolutely can do these things, right? Like, God can intervene and restore blessing into your life. I don't argue with that. But God doesn't operate on a payment system of, oh, you give this money to a pastor and now this benefit comes back to you. Like, that's not how God works. God's blessings are not brought into the world through that vehicle. And at the same time, like, even in the Lutheran church, right, we do think that Lent, which is the season that we use to lead up to this season of Passover, is a time when we should be thinking about what a sacrificial giving look like, right? Mm-hmm. What does it mean for us to give beyond what feels comfortable? But I wouldn't say that anybody is encouraged to give beyond their means, right? It's how are you stretching yourself to experience generosity in a new way?
Sure.
Not how are you driving yourself into debt because God's going to bless you if you do it, right? That's not
and
the purpose.
Out of desperation.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Like, out of like, it's basically like I'm putting it all on black at roulette. Like, this is basically what it feels like.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm betting it all that God is going to restore this.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess, like, you know, God obviously... can and I don't think God is unfaithful to the people of this world if he does not because that is not what God expects or asks. That's what Paula White expects or asks.
Correct.
Also, the idea that you can manipulate God is a little bit of an interesting theological
with just $1,000.
Sure. And maybe a cool billion, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, right?
I
mean,
sure. I can be manipulated for sure for $1 billion.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I gave her my $1,000.
Yeah.
God's going to be an enemy to my enemies.
Love it.
I hate to tell you this, Paula White. you're my enemy. You are my spiritual enemy in this matter.
Touche.
I am paying God to come after a you.
How does that work?
To bankrupt your ministry because this is wrong. Yeah.
Does she get veto power?
Maybe. Yeah. Do you get it? Like, you have to say.
If I was Paula White, I would write that in.
Yeah. This is in my contract.
God told me I have special veto power.
Right. You cannot curse me.
Don't worry. You also get a little bit extra. Beyond your seven.
A little bit extra.
Oh, okay.
Beyond your seven supernatural blessings.
Yeah.
Oh, what else is there?
A 10-inch high Waterford cross.
Oh.
What is a Waterford cross?
Waterford crystal.
I do know Waterford crystal. Okay. So a cross made of that.
A useless decorative iron.
Sure. But some, 10 inches.
Some devotionals. And an olive wood communion set from the Holy Land.
Okay, there you go. Yep. You can buy that olive wood communion set from the Holy Land for like $15.
It's got a made in China sticker on the bottom. But
I mean, you can get ones that are actually made in the Holy Land. You can get those too.
Paula White is not.
I don't disagree. I'm just telling you can.
Yep. So there you go.
Okay.
Now, maybe we...
If anybody wants to send Lord of Life $1,000, I will gladly send them an olive wood.
An angel.
Yeah.
We got a couple sitting around.
An angel you can't see.
A biblical angel?
Yeah, this thing with a bunch of eyes.
Yeah. I'll find a cross that I'll put in the mail to you.
I'll send you at least three eyes in an envelope. For the, at least. Minimum.
Minimum
three eyes.
Gross.
So I mean,
just a bunch of googly eyes.
Do we want to? I mean, take some time to talk about like the prosperity gospel.
Yeah, we probably should talk about that a little bit.
So, this is definitely a thing that has arisen mostly in evangelical circles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and in the United States.
Yeah. So, and evangelical would be Baptist-ish or Southern Baptist-ish, and Pentecostal would be kind of like the biggest. And I think this is probably leaning, like the Southern Baptist Church. Does not believe in the prosperity gospel.
Correct.
Right.
It is stretching outside of that, yeah.
But the prosperity gospel preachers are going for those people.
Yes.
They're that's their audience.
Yes.
Right.
Like or the Pentecostal charismatic audience.
Yes.
And yeah, the basic idea is this: you plant a seed to God or to a ministry and then God restores it.
Yes.
You know, back to you financially.
Yep.
That God ultimately wishes for his people to be prosperous, healthy, and wealthy.
Yes.
And by a show of faith, you're like tapping in.
Financial show of faith.
Yeah.
A financial show of faith. You are tapping into that health and wealth.
Yes.
Yeah. It actually has quite a bit of crossover philosophically with the idea of karma, which I've always found kind of interesting, right?
Was like, that Klarna? Was that
Klarna, with the idea of Klarna, yeah. Philosophically.
Yeah, America's abandoned karma for Klarna. Right. Yes.
Go more about karma. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, just there's a lot of crossover between that philosophically, right? Which I think is part of what the Baptist Church actually is reacting to negatively about the prosperity gospel, right? Is that there is that crossover philosophically with karma, right? That like you have some control over, you know, like what I put out into the world equals or doubles what I get back, right?
Sure.
So I think that really is the piece that, you know, like theologically, the Baptist Church, the Evangelical Baptist Church, matches up with a lot of what most prosperity gospel churches I've heard teach, right? It's just this one or two points that they really differ on.
Sure. It is. I mean, I would say that most prosperity gospel preachers have a background connected, at least loosely, to evangelical Baptist theology,
right?
I mean, that's what, and then the stretch is that they take a couple of these verses and say, look, this shows that if you just give God this financial blessing, then you're going to get that financial blessing back. They just make that leap in a way that the broader evangelical Baptist community does not.
Right.
And in a way that I think is not an accurate reflection of who God is or how God is revealed in Scripture.
Right.
For sure. And so, I mean, Paul White is not the first
preacher
to kind of do
Joel Osteen is probably one of the most prominent,
most famous,
most well-known. Yeah.
Yeah, and he has maybe a watered-down version of it. It's not quite as, like, icky to like look at from the outside. Like for me, like Paula White, like I feel like, come on, people, really?
Yeah.
Like who's believing this nonsense?
Yeah. Right.
Joel Osteen is a little more easier pill to swallow,
sure.
I think, for some people. But it's so when he's like, you know, writing books like Your Best Life Now, you know, and like basically it is this kind of idea that like give to God, and God wants you to be healthy and wealthy, yeah. and God wants you to succeed in this world, and these are the ways that you kind of like tap, you're proving to God yeah. that you're like worthy of it.
Yeah.
Now,
mind you, Joel Osteen's advanced degrees are in marketing, not in theology.
yeah, just, well, he's nailed it.
Yeah.
Based on the size of his church yeah. in Houston.
Well, can't fault him for an effective marketing
and, yeah. and all prosperity preachers at least give the appearance
yes.
of health and wealth themselves.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Like that. They have to.
Well, I don't know about the rest of them, but I know for Joel Osteen in particular, there's a lot of crossover there with the power of positive thinking
yeah.
sure.
mindset. Like, I think yep. he incorporates that a lot into his teaching. I'm not yeah. going to call it a ministry.
That's fair.
And that's fair. Yeah.
His talk show.
That is more than fair.
yeah.
yeah. Let's see. I mean, when I worked at camp, I got a letter from Peter Popoff, who is a who is a prosperity gospel mm-hmm. preacher.
That's a great name.
Yeah, and basically it's like, kneel on this mat, mm-hmm. say these prayers,
yeah.
send money, you're going to get a blessing.
Love
you
it.
You know, and some stories of
kneel
basically
on this mat.
People who did that and then like got $1,000 in the mail,
yeah.
you know, or like they got a raise. You know, this is what happened. And obviously they're connected, if it's even true.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
or... You know, Kenneth Copeland is another one you probably mm-hmm. may have seen online of a guy who's basically saying, like, why he needs a private jet.
Yeah.
And he needs that so he can pray because he's not allowed to pray, you know, in first class. You know,
yeah.
He's not allowed to pray in first class.
You didn't know that? There's a strict ban on prayer in first class. This
they let you pray and coach.
well, that's why he needs.
He's not flying coach.
right. Yeah, yeah. He needs money to fund his private jet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it is. Gross. Yeah. I mean, like, it clearly seems like they are purposefully targeting people with low filter on mm-hmm. how to weed out clearly predatory behavior. Yeah. Like, they're, yeah. like, going for people who, like, the pop-up on the website says, I want $1,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's what they're going for. People who are just so blinded by, like, trust me, this is going to pay out for you.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe all of us, to a degree... could be susceptible to that
sure.
On some level, but they're going for the people who would be most susceptible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are most desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I was maybe, I don't know, like 8 or 9, and I got a letter in the mail saying that I had won, you know, the sweepstakes or whatever, and was going to get like, it was some really obscure number, like $870,000+, but it was very specific. And my parents, as a, you know, teaching lesson, let me like fill out the thing and like just to like let me see like what you're going to get is a subscription that you pay for and no money. Like that's
right.
it. And so they like, yeah. but I mean, at some point we all are prey to it. We all yeah. fall, we all yeah. have to, but some of us don't grow. I don't want to say grow out of it. That sounds, I don't know.
Yeah. yeah.
Some of us are more susceptible. Than
I think it's usually more circumstance, like life circumstance
sure.
than yeah. anything else, right?
Sure.
Not
yeah.
like intelligence or anything.
Yeah. Like or, that, or like people who are advanced in age
yep.
and
yeah.
like, you know, they've just, you know, and it's hard that I think it's going after people who are hurting,
mm-hmm.
suffering mm-hmm. and in need and making that need,
yeah.
making their needs worse,
yeah.
right? Like
yeah.
it's so predatory like that, that it's so disgusting and gross. And to see somebody with the ear of the president,
mm-hmm.
doing the exact same thing. And Paula
right.
White, this is not something new. This is not like, whoa,
yeah.
Paula White did this? I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
like, this
yeah.
is
yeah.
this
yeah.
is kind of her bag for a while. This is yeah. just the latest version of it.
Yeah.
And
so,
it's the version that has come out after she now has the ear of the president. Yeah,
yeah, now that yeah. she has this position in the White House.
Yeah,
yeah.
John Oliver did a really great like expose on televangelists
yeah.
doing the same thing where he like kind of followed that thread
sure.
all the way through with donations. I
yeah.
highly recommend watching that. It's also happens to be very funny. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
John Oliver. Yeah.
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 I will say like
on HBO.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not all televangelists are prosperity gospel. I mean, all televangelists are a little bit weird to me personally.
Yeah.
Like it's odd.
Can
not,
you think of one that isn't though?
I don't know any of them that well.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have to be prosperity gospel
to be a televangelist.
To be a
yeah.
right? You could just genuinely
sure.
be in the same way that we take up an offering at Lord of Life, right? You could be based in that, right?
Yeah.
Like there are like celebrity preachers
yeah.
out there. Some that are not even bad ones who are not televangelists.
Right.
Yeah.
We've talked about like Mark Driscoll.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
he's gross.
Yeah.
He's not a televangelist. He's
right.
not a prosperity gospel
he's not.
Preacher.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are celebrity pastors who have a following.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are not this.
Who are
right?
not this. Yeah.
But prosperity gospel has this particularly unique take that escalates it in this particular way. And really, I think flies in the face of the teachings of Jesus in ways that other celebrity pastors, we might drastically disagree on, you know, how the scriptures played out, but, you know, we would have a far more fundamental agreement on who Jesus is and how Jesus is at work at the world.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I think this is, obviously it's taking root, and I think it's easy in America where a God who preaches sacrifice and you're blessed when you are meek and poor or poor in spirit, you know, he's not that exciting. like it's not that like, oh man, I wish I could be poorer, or I wish I could be meeker or more downtrodden. And so to say, like, you're gonna get a reward for being those, for being poor or downtrodden, and this is how you're gonna tap into that reward. I understand how people might want those things, but that is not how Jesus presents.
Yeah.
Like, and when Jesus presents, like, you know, blessings will happen for the poor or the poor in spirit, it's always pointing probably to something on the other side of this world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or
for Jesus.
To a relationship connection that's not one day you'll be the one in the mansion in this world. Or if you see the oppressors out there who are rich and powerful over you, you'll just trade places with them.
Right.
Like, that's, I think, kind of the human desire of, like, I'm against, like, the oppressors or the people with the foot on my neck because I want to be the person with the foot on their neck.
Right.
Not because I just want to topple this. Like, I don't want nobody's foot on anybody's neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, it is kind of tapping into, like, this base humanity of, like, all I want is for be have more and be healthier.
Yeah.
And this is the way to do it without working harder or eating right or not.
And it dresses it up as church. So it feels palatable.
Here's a spiritual pill to kind of wrap it all up in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So are we going to get $1,000 together and see what happens?
No. I'm not. You all do what you want.
listeners
want to donate.
We will do it.
Do we
want to
start a GoFundMe? Can we get an angel?
Listeners. If you have $1,000 burning a hole in your pocket,
there are better uses, probably. Yeah.
I can name several very worthy organizations that you can support.
Look, all I'm saying is,
you give it just to me. Sure. One.
I can name several other worthy organizations.
100-ish people, $10 each.
There it is.
And we will, you know, we'll crowdsource that angel out. And we can have, like, a little timeshare. Like, you get,
I love that.
For 100-ish people, you're going to get that angel 3 days a year.
That's not a bad deal. And, $10,
sign up. What are the 3 days?
Versus
which ones
no
you
days
want?
A year with an angel.
That's true. I mean. Like, you know, like, you're like, hey, I got a promotion coming up. I got this interview. I need that angel.
That's right.
Like, you got to negotiate it out.
Days.
Yeah. Right. Like, okay, these are the 3 days to decide, and you can trade back and forth.
So do I have to have 3 consecutive, or can I space them out? And does it have to be consecutive 24-hour periods? Or
that's a great question. What do you, if you had an angel, you know, you 3 days, do you want it consecutive? Like, these are the.
I think it's like the purge, right? Like, where you get your angel for 3 days, you do whatever you want for 3 days because you have an angel.
Yeah. But what if I need an angel for, like, an hour next week? And then, like,
too complicated.
No, I agree. But, like,
you're definitely getting it a 24-hour period.
It's okay,
is it just 3 consecutive 24-hour periods? Is the question.
Well, then I want 3 separate 24. I mean, if I choose to use them consecutively, that's my choice. But I want the opportunity to
use
them.
That's true. I would rather do it separate because that way I could be like, I'm resting up from my because I want a maximum angel.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm like, can I stay up 24 hours straight?
Right, with
the angel. All the angel stuff.
Like, because I'm like, we going to Vegas, angel. Let's do it.
Of all the things you can think of to do with an angel, Vegas.
Going to
that's
Vegas.
Where you're going?
Actually, you're onto something.
One of my 3 days. That's giving me that financial prosperity.
Right.
Sure. Okay. So,
What else are you doing there? What are you doing with your angel?
I have no idea, but I'm not going.
I've never thought about what I would do with an angel.
Are we assuming that the angel is just going to, like, be like a genie and just let me get everything that I want?
I would think.
That's not how angels work in the Bible. Every time.
Angels in the Bible are super scary.
All right. And they usually bring messages of, like, hey, you have to go and do this thing that nobody wants to do, but God's going to be with you. Yay.
Right. Maybe. Do we want to hang out with an angel? I don't know. Maybe this isn't quite the boon it sounds like. Yeah.
You know, I think if you were addressing the spiritual ramifications and really diving deep, I don't think you'd be sending Paula White $1,000.
Yeah.
If you're like, I know my Bible angels, you know, like, I'm just not sure. I think that is more of a, I know my cult, my pop cultural version of angels.
Right.
Well, if
it's like a grizzly bear. They're super cool from a distance, but you don't want to run into one.
Up close. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
What did we learn in Alaska? 100 yards between you and the bear? So 100 yards between
thumb.
Me and the...
You gotta put your thumb up.
If it's brown...
That's way too close.
No, you put your thumb up, and if you cannot see the... If like, your thumb covers
up, bear.
The bear...
Oh, if your thumb covers the bear.
Then you're good.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And if it's brown, flush it down.
Right.
If it's black...
Send it back.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Go back, bear.
If it's brown, get down. If it's black, fight back. Right. So yeah. That's the way it is.
Which, has anybody ever done that?
Yeah.
Just be like, come here, bear. No. Everybody's running, okay?
Yeah.
Running is not the option in either scenario.
Right.
It's the one thing you're not supposed to do.
I actually have a friend that I have to plug her real quick because she's awesome.
Can we send her $1,000?
I think you should probably because she, over Labor Day weekend last year, got in a fist fight with a bear.
Was it brown or black?
It was black.
Okay, that's the one you're supposed to fight.
Well, she was walking her dog, and she stepped out. She lives in Asheville, North Carolina, and she stepped out onto her patio, and there was a mom bear with her cubs there, and the dog went for the bear.
Of course it did.
And so
instead of
doing what I would do, which would be to step back inside and lock my door, she like punched the bear and then grabbed a trash can and started beating the bear up with a trash can.
Okay.
But she got like... pawed across the face and got these stitches and stuff. So
bear got in a couple good licks.
Right. Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. If it's black bear.
Yeah.
If it's brown, you have to be like passive resistance bear.
Right. Peaceful protest.
I'm putting the shame on you for attacking me.
This is gonna be all over the internet.
You have to deal with the moral weight of attacking me, not me.
That's right. I will say this: we learned in Alaska too that brown bears can be black. And black bears can be brown. So
it's all very confusing. Yeah.
How? Like,
and I think if it's a polar bear, a white bear,
you're just dead.
Yeah.
You're dead.
It's over.
Womp, womp.
Make peace.
Yeah. Pray to the Lord your God.
While you're running, try to Venmo Paula White your $1,000.
See if you can get that angel on Express DoorDash. You can get that delayed payment with Klarna. You can get your angel now and pay after the bear.
What's one quarter of $1,000?
You can leave your estate to pay for it.
That's a great idea.
All right.
Well. We definitely are done. Yeah. How do we come back from this? Yeah.
Well, if you have other ideas on how to survive a bear attack, you can send those to beyondsundaypodcast@gmail.com. You can find all of our bear forward podcasting material at beyondsundaypodcast.com.
We're pro bear. We've talked about bears.
Absolutely pro
bear centric, even.
Yeah. We're not necessarily a bear podcast, but you know, they're in the mix. You
it's
know?
Like faith. And culture, bears. It's like right there.
More than the bare minimum.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with more Beyond Sunday.